the $5 million 50-employee pilot effort kicked off in August, seeking to assess more than 2,000 people in 90 days. Chris Block, the director of Coordinated Entry for Episcopal Community Services of San Francisco, ECS, a charity spearheading the count, says his team has spoken to double the number of homeless people he'd anticipated, which has given us a pretty good baseline of who's the most vulnerable in order to determine housing. But one system faces immense obstacles just getting people to sign up. City employees must gain subjects' trust, learn their real name, and persuade them to join a monitoring system. Participants must sign the program's medical records privacy protection forms, a tough task for those suffering from mental illness. To get permanent housing, program members must pass a background check, which can take 45 days and requires an ID card, something that many people living on the street lack. People become homeless for a number of reasons that sometimes overlap. Mental illness, unemployment, drug addiction, meaning no amount of data crunching can churn out one easy fix. One system will also have to combat skepticism about its fundamental creepiness. If authorities discover drug use or violent crime through the tracking system, for example, could it become a digital policing tool? Block and other authorities say no, but there's no law governing use of the data, so it isn't clear what might happen in such situations. Police haven't monitored the system yet, he says, and no one is trying to purchase that data either. Participants can be removed from the system on request, but Block admits the procedure isn't easy. There's a lot of privacy concerns, he says. So far, those issues haven't been significant, but that doesn't mean that they won't come up in the future. Almost half the city's homeless are already part of the system, which will be fully rolled out in the next few months. As of late January, 20 people had been placed in permanent housing, Block says, and 50 more had been helped off the street through counseling or renewed contact with friends and family. Those relatively modest gains underscore the complexity of the task. Still, Block, a former affordable housing developer, says the goal is to halve the city's homeless population by 2022. He expects placements to rise to as many as 90 in the next 90 days. We'll see a difference on the streets of San Francisco in the next year, he says.